This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It took months of haggling, apparent agreements, and then renegotiations. Today, it appears Iran has finally committed to a full and complete freeze of nuclear activities related to the enrichment of uranium. In talks with Britain, France, and Germany, Tehran dropped its demands to operate 20 gas centrifuges for research and development. Gas centrifuges are used to enrich uranium, a key element of nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency welcomed the deal and called on Iran to make the freeze permanent. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from the IAEA meeting in Vienna.
There had to be a threat before Iran would make good on its commitments. The Europeans were embarrassed and angered by the Iranian demand to operate a handful of gas centrifuges for research after Tehran had committed itself 2 weeks ago to a full and complete suspension of its uranium enrichment activities. So the Europeans told Iran if it didn't drop the demand, they would support the U.S., which for more than a year has urged moving this issue to the U.N. Security Council, where economic sanctions against Iran become a possibility. After that, Mohammed Al-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, announced that Iran agreed to freeze all activities related to uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing.
Iran informed me yesterday that these 20 centrifuges are now subject to the suspension. We have already verified these 20 centrifuges and they are under agency surveillance system. We have now therefore completed our verification of Iran's decision to suspend all enrichment and reprocessing.
Although Iranian negotiators and government leaders had insisted for days that Iran must be permitted to operate a small number of centrifuges, they attempted to downplay the matter after they dropped it. Hossein Mousavian is one of Iran's chief negotiators on nuclear issues.
This was not for us a very important issue. We consider it a very technical, minor issue, which fortunately last night was resolved.
But Iran did not come away empty-handed, which supported the contention of some diplomats that Tehran used the 20 centrifuges as a bargaining chip, because at the same time, the Europeans and Iran have been negotiating a resolution before the Board of Governors of the IAEA to formalize Iran's nuclear freeze and the continuing role of IAEA inspections there. Iran wanted to soften the language of the resolution, and that's exactly what it got. The resolution, in welcoming the steps Iran has taken, characterized them as purely voluntary and not legally binding, language Iranian negotiator Mousavian welcomed.
We were emphasizing that suspension should be a voluntary suspension, just for confidence building, and not as a legal obligation for Iran. Fortunately, this is very clear in this resolution.
The United States has remained on the sidelines of the negotiations with Iran, and the U.S. representative here, Jackie Sanders, made no public statement. But inside the IAEA meeting, Sanders called the Iranian delay absurd and said Iran was trying to obfuscate and evade its obligations to suspend its questionable nuclear activities. Iran could be expected to continue such behavior in the future, she said, and asserted that if the IAEA Board of Governors does not wish to report this issue to the UN Security Council, the United States could very well do that on its own. In the meantime, the U.S. will be watching closely as the IAEA maintains inspections in Iran. They will continue with full vigor, said Mohammed Al-Baradei, and he urged Iran to make its suspension permanent.
This is clearly a positive step in the right direction. It would help mitigate international concern about the nature of Iran program and over time should help to build confidence with regard to Iran's nuclear program.
Iran and the Europeans will continue their negotiations in mid-December. On the table are the economic incentives to encourage Iran to maintain its nuclear freeze, including trade concessions and the eventual provision of technology for nuclear power, possibly including power plants themselves. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Vienna.